Hebrews 5. For every high priest taken from amongst men is established for men in things relating to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, being able to exercise forbearance toward the ignorant and erring, since he himself also is clothed with infirmity. And on account of this infirmity, he ought, even as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no one takes the honor to himself, but as called by God, even as Aaron also. Thus the Christ also has not glorified himself to be made a high priest, but he who had said to him, Thou art my Son, I have today begotten thee, even as also in another place he says, Thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, having offered up both supplications and entreaties to him who was able to save him out of death, with strong crying and tears, and having been heard because of his piety, though he were son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, became to all them that obey him author of eternal salvation, addressed by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom we have much to say, and hard to be interpreted in speaking of it, since ye are become dull in hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have again need that one should teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of solid food. For every one that partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to full-grown men, who on account of habit have their senses exercised for distinguishing both good and evil.